Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oakland's police chief has been placed on paid leave following misconduct involving one of the department's officers. So, Phil, what have you been able to dig up?
Well, what we have here is, you know, it's classic Oakland. They've gone through, what, nine chiefs or acting chiefs in the past 10 years. And there seems to be one problem after the other. Orion Armstrong was very popular. He was out there on the streets. He was trying to get crime under control and seemed to be doing a pretty good job. You have to understand that Oakland's police department is also under the guidance or the what they call the consent decree by the federal government for past wrongdoings. And they're supposed to be getting their ship tight and, you know, running smoothly. It's been a near 20-year process. They have yet to do that, but they appeared to be on their way. But now what happened was a report surfaced and of an officer, a sergeant, who got into a who hit another car in a police car in a garage, maybe took the person's bumper off, didn't report it, and then another time he shot a round off in the elevator of the police department, didn't report that. That got word got to that. They did an investigation of that by an outside law firm. And they basically said that the chief didn't do a good job of investigating it, that he discounted it, that he didn't pursue it. And the next thing you know, he is being basically put on administrative leave.
So what happens next?
Well, it remains to be seen. I mean, this is like Oakland, as we said. One of the things is that I don't know how you come back from being on administrative leave if you're the chief of police, because that's sort of a that's not something that's easy to come back from. You're supposed to be setting the big example. So we'll have to see if this becomes a permanent situation. They're going to have to name somebody else. We'll go through an interim, probably somebody within the department. And then new mayor Shin Tao, who just took office, is going to be faced with the first sort of crisis of her administration, which is kind of in keeping with Oakland, as we know as well, because this is, you know, welcome to City Hall, Madam Mayor. This is what Libby Schaft encountered when she came in, basically. And now you are.
Federal oversight is supposed to end at the end of May for the Oakland Police Department. Does this threaten that?
Yes, it does. And there's some talk about, you know, was this, you know, did this being made a big deal because the oversight was coming to an end, or, and there are some people that may not want it to. But yes, this could definitely have an effect on that. I mean, if you have basically this report was very scathing. It said that the deficits appear to stem from a failure of leadership and a lack of commitment to hold members of the Oakland Police Department accountable for violations of its own rules. So this botched investigation or look the other way or whatever it might have been is being held up as an example for that. This is not a good day for Oakland. Like we said, they've had chiefs coming and they've had going. Some of them have been sued the city for wrongful termination. Ann Kirkpatrick did that. She won her case. Another chapter in the sordid chapter of Oakland Police Department.
All right. Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.